He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the February the 6th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, you know, I don't see any signs of recession anywhere out there on the horizon. We get a big jobs report here today that beat expectations. Now the big worry is, oh no, the Fed's going to raise interest rates sooner. You just can't win. Right now the Dow is up 22 points, 17,907. Hey, it's closing in on 18,000. Didn't we have a close, I believe we did, sometime last year, late last year, above 18,000? Well, maybe we'll get there again. 17,907 is where we're at right now. In the meantime, the S&P is up 3 points right now, almost four, 2,066. That's, getting up near its all-time high again. NASDAQ up three. 4,768, will we start getting 5,000 talk on the NASDAQ? The big loser today is the bond market. And obviously, the market, the bond investors, the interest rate watchers, the Fed watchers are thinking that now the Fed, maybe June, something like that quarter point rate hike. Because in Fed land, good news is bad news. Good news on the economy is bad news for the rate hawks. They'll be out there wanting to bump those rates higher so this economy doesn't get too overheated. Crude oil up 1.1%, $51.08. This has been a pretty significant week in crude oil. I'm sure I'll be talking quite a bit about that in my newsletter this weekend. And we have gold, $12.43. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. And you should know by now that some of the main bits of news and some of the main ingredients to this bull market that's been going on now for almost 6 years, obviously it revolves around the economy. And so that's why we watch so intently all of these reports that come out on a weekly basis on the economy. And once again, most every report that we've seen recently has been better than expected. Therefore, it does not seem like there's a recession looming out there anywhere on the horizon. In fact, the market is more worried about the Fed and a rate hike than they are a recession looming out there on the horizon, because you know the old adage with the Fed that good news is bad news. Good news on the economy is bad news for rate hawks and rate watchers, because now they fear that the hammer's going to come down. And this red-hot, overheated economy, I don't think so, but the Fed doesn't want it to get that way, needs to be cooled down with the quarter-point rate hike. Well, we'll see. You know, on the other side, the rate doves would argue that, well, look at the rest of the global economy. Look at Greece and look at the problems that it's causing for Europe. It continues to haunt the European markets, which are pretty much all down once again, with the U.S. stock market up. And that could be the argument for not hiking interest rates. At the same time, the jobs picture is good right now. Whether the numbers are believable, whether the numbers are accurate, whether we're being fed numbers that they want us to be fed, you know, the market goes off of what the numbers are. And the numbers were better than expected. You know, everybody was expecting about 235,000 jobs to be created in the month of January. Actually, in the month of January. And instead, we created 257, 23,000 more than expected. So that component of the economy, I wouldn't say it's robust, but it's healthy. And we saw the layoffs still at a reasonable number, still below 300,000. So we can check that one off of our worry list right now, would be jobs and the economy. And I've been saying now for the last 71 months that the U.S. economy continues to expand, and that should continue to support a continued bull market. You know, yesterday I had somebody send me a tweet. Let's see if I can find it here. Let's see if we can find it. And it's one of those guys that is not a believer in the market. And he's probably short the market, which probably hurts even that much more. And he responded to me that, well, everybody knows that this is all fake. This whole market is fake. I said, well, you know, the bottom line is whether it's fake or not, the market has tripled since March of 2009. Oh, well, he says, who am I supposed to listen to? You? I said, don't listen to me. Listen to the market. How do you argue with the fact that the market has tripled? Now, you can blame the tripling on fiat money, on money printing, on artificially low interest rates, whatever you want to blame it on. But isn't it better to participate in it and triple your money than to sit on the sidelines and throw rotten tomatoes at it and say it's all fake? Look, it's your choice. But some people are so stubborn and so darned opinionated that they just can't accept the fact that the market has tripled and that they've been wrong. And I find that most of these people are following one of the so-called doomsday prophets on the market out there. Now, they're going to have their day in the sun again. And at some point in time, I'll be a doomsday prophet. But I've been bright and sunny and cheery for the last 5.5 years because I've let the market tell me what to do. And sure enough, he sent me a link to an article written by one of the doomsday prophets. And I can find, you know, you can find articles on just about any opinion that you subscribe to back up your opinion. But opinion and facts are totally different. The market has tripled. Need I say more? And he went away mad, didn't want to talk to me anymore, which is fine. I don't care. You know, look, follow whoever you want to follow. But I would say this, I've seen a lot of people follow the wrong person that's led them down. And ask yourself this, has this person ever made me money in the market? And I could name many of the doomsday prophets out there. Have they ever made you any money in the market? Isn't the market all about padding our retirement plans and growing our assets over time? That's what it's all about. And then when the storm clouds do gather, yes, we're going to do something different. So anyways, that's my take on the doomsday prophets and their disciples that follow them around. Looking for train wrecks and accidents and gloom and doom wherever they can find it. In the meantime, the jobs picture is rosy right now, okay? Whatever makes it rosy, it's rosy. Now, earnings season. We are really probably this past week or coming week, a couple of the biggest weeks of the earnings season. And, you know, my analysis would still be it's been all company specific. I mean, look at this past week. You had companies that blew away earnings, and you had other companies that absolutely got crushed. And it's interesting for me to see a lot of the new names, the new media names, kind of get crushed this week. I don't own them. Pandora was down 18%. Yelp was down 16%. I owned these stocks quite a while ago. But then I realized that, you know what? They don't really have the earnings growth to support these prices. A lot of earnings growth has been priced into these stocks. It just is not going to be there. GoPro down 13%. These are kind of stocks of today, aren't they? They're not doing so well. They're not best stocks now, even though they're stocks of today. On the other hand, some of the stocks, recent phenomenon, the LinkedIns and the Twitters of the world, they reported good earnings. So it's just a matter of being company specific. The good companies report good earnings, the bad companies report bad earnings. And that's how it's gone during this the earning season. So our goal, our mission here is to find the very best companies in the market, the ones that are flourishing in today's environment, in today's low interest rate, low inflation, strong dollar, low commodity price environment. And that's just what we're going to do. And of course, I sum it up every week in the newsletter, which you can sign up for. Send it out every week, pwstreet.com. When we come back, let's focus in on some of the good stocks, best stocks in today's market.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Professional Money Manager Bill Gunderson. Well, you know, a lot of companies did well so far, have done well so far during this earnings season. And a lot of companies have faltered. And generally speaking, it's just not a good sign when a company disappoints. Because that, well, you know, sometimes that's a one-off that you can write off, and they're okay, you know, going to throw in a clunker every once in a while. But many times it's the beginning or the continuation of a trend. In McDonald's case, it's been a trend for many quarters, disappointing. While other companies have a trend of exceeding expectations time after time, Apple would be a very good example of that. They somehow are flourishing in today's environment, while the other ones just haven't figured it out, or the wind is in their face, or the management, more than likely, is somehow faltering in some way. Anyways, let's take a look at some companies here. Let's look at one here that is flourishing right now. You know, one of the areas of the market, one of the sectors of the market that's been very good, and if you think about it from a logical point of view, it ought to be pretty obvious why. The real estate sector is doing very good in 2015. The real estate sector obviously is being benefited by dirt cheap interest rates, and it's still rebounding from the thrashing that it took back in 2008, 2007, 2009, in that time frame. I can still remember when real estate finally started to bottom, finally started to go sideways, and finally started to move back up again, appreciate. And it had a couple of really oversized years after a couple of really undersized years, and now it's kind of settled back to the norm, which over the long haul, real estate has averaged somewhere in the neighborhood of 6 to 7%. The stock market has actually done a little better than that over the long haul. And real estate right now is in an expansionary mode. It's in an appreciation mode once again, just like our economy is in an expansion mode, just like the bull market in stocks is in an expansionary mode. The definition of a bull market doesn't mean that everybody's making money hand over fist. It just means that the primary trend is headed upwards. And I think anybody in the real estate profession, although they would like to have it heading upwards a lot quicker than it currently is, it's heading up. Look, you know, the reports coming in on real estate prices have been in an upwards direction. And one of the companies, well, we've seen the REITs, they're doing very well this year. The REITs, though, are a little bit overdone, in my opinion. People have been chasing the REITs for two reasons. One, they want to participate in the current bull market in real estate. And two, they want a better dividend yield than they're getting from U.S. Treasuries, which are currently at about 1.9%. But there's periphery ways of investing in real estate. And one of the stocks that I've used over the years, and one that I currently own in my moderate growth accounts, is a mid-cap stock headquartered in Washington, D.C. by the name of CoStar Group. CoStar Group is kind of like the Bloomberg, what Bloomberg is to the stock market, where we get all of our stats and all of our information. CoStar is to the real estate industry. CoStar, CSGP on the NASDAQ, provides real estate information services to brokers, property owners, developers, bankers, and government agencies. There's a lot of data out there. There's a lot of research that one has to do on the real estate industry. If you're you're a framing company, you want to know who's taking out building permits. You want to know what the status is of different tracts of land so that you can get in there and start bidding on those jobs that are coming along. And there's all kinds of different information that CoStar provides. They are the big data and information provider to the real estate industry. It's a mid-cap growth stock. Mid-cap U.S. growth stocks have been a pretty good place to be. And CoStar has been one of the better ones. Over the last 10 years, and this is through a pretty horrible cycle in real estate, CoStar delivered 17% per year, has delivered 17% per year to investors. In a way, CoStar is the picks and shovels company in the real estate industry. They're providing the tools, just like in the gold rush of 49 in California. It was the guys that made the picks and the shovels and the Levi's and the mining pans and whatnot that made out the best. Well, CoStar does pretty well, despite what the real estate market is doing. To prove that point, over the last 5 years, the stock has delivered 38% per year, while the market's delivered 14%. And over the last 3 years, CoStar has been moving at a clip of 49% per year, while the market's at 15%. When I compare CoStar, CSGP, with the other 3,900 or so stocks in my database, CoStar gets a performance grade of A. And that grade just means that it's in the top, 14% of all the stocks in my database as it relates to performance. That includes short-term performance, intermediate-term performance, and long-term performance. And I just went through the long-term performance. It's excellent. I just went through the intermediate-term performance. It's fantastic. And over the last year, it's kind of matched the returns of the market. But recently, CoStar has really been taking off again. And I think real estate is going to be a leading sector in the market in 2015. And one of the ways I'm playing it is through CoStar CSGP. Now, let's get down to valuation. This is not a cheap stock. It never has been a cheap stock. This is prime beef. This is filet mignon. This is lobster. This is caviar. They've been a very good growth stock over the years. In fact, over the last 5 years, they've been growing their earnings by 20% per year. Having said that, if I apply a multiple in growth estimates the growth estimates are out there on the street. Let's just use that, 19%. Next year, they're expected to make $3.47 per share. We just put a multiple that the stock has kind of averaged over the years. I come up with a $315 target price 5 years down the road. The stock is currently trading at $194. Out of the 3,946 stocks in my database, CoStar, when we take into account the performance, we add in the valuation, when we take a look at the technical pattern, which is excellent right now, CoStar comes in at number 130 out of 3,946, and it is a stock that I own in my mid-cap, moderate growth accounts. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter. and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, so far we've talked about the economic reports that we've seen coming in here recently. There's not much out there that has said to me it's time to run for cover. After 5.5, almost 6 years of growth in the economy and growth in the stock market, I'm not seeing any of those telltale signs yet that things are starting to roll over. So we take it a day at a time, we take it a week at a time, and every weekend in my newsletter, we start with the big question, is it okay to still be in the market? Because I'm just as nervous as you are, probably more nervous. I have a lot at stake here. I've got a lot of people depending on me. And, not only is it my job to make money while the getting is good, while the sun is shining, to make hay, but I also have to protect when those storm clouds start to gather on the horizon. And I'm constantly looking through my binoculars of the market to look for those storm clouds. In fact, I have binoculars right here on the windowsill of my office. Right now, everything seems to be okay in the economy. But then again, you know, you have to be in the right areas. Not every economy. Which economy? Not the global economy. Not the Latin American economy. Not the European economy. So then we drill down into the countries, the best spots in the world to be invested at any given point in time. And then we have to drill down once we've discovered which countries and which areas of the world are the best to be invested in, the most favorable, the ones where we have the highest probability, the biggest chance of landing some big trophy fish. Now we've got to search and narrow down our search to the best sectors in the market. We do this every week in the newsletter. You can get on my weekly mailing list, be one of the thousands of people throughout the world that get Gunderson's Best Stocks Now, a newsletter. You can go to my website, which is pwstreet.com. You know, if nothing else, to just use it for your buy and sell signal. How valuable has a buy signal been for the last 5.5-6 years? I mean, the guy that sent me the tweet yesterday and said that this market is all fake, he's obviously following somebody who hasn't had a buy signal on the market. Sour grapes, and it's hard. You know, one of the hard things in life is to admit when you're wrong. But in the market, you better admit that you're wrong or you're going to continue to get crushed. You're going to ride your opinions right into the ground. That's not good. I mean, the end game, the main objective of investing in the stock market is to make money, not to argue with the market. You can argue with the market all you want. In the end, the market is going to be right. It doesn't matter what your opinion was. The market's opinion was the right opinion. And we want to be in the market as long as there's that opportunity there. And we want to narrow it down. And, of course, my newsletter every week is full of individual stocks. I bought a few new ones this past week. I like them. I think I sold my first stock of the year. Well, I sold two in January because they got bought out. I'm not going to hold on to a stock that got bought out. So I was forced out of those two, both for a pretty nice profit. And I bought a new one or two, maybe three, this past week. And I sold one. And let me just tell you a quick story about the one I sold. And then I'll get to another stock here that has reported good earnings this week, another one that I own. On Thursday of this week, I owned a stock in my aggressive growth account. It's a company that protects your data security, which is a big problem in today's world. Every day we read about some company getting hacked. And there's a lot of companies in this industry. Palo Alto Networks, Proofpoint, very good one. Symantec, Imperva, several others. Well, I owned Imperva, about a 2 or 3% position. I have not liked the way it's been trading. And I wasn't very happy with it. And I knew that they were going to report earnings on Thursday. And I took one last look at it on Thursday, half an hour before the market was going to close. And I said, you know what? I just don't like the way this is trading. And I sold it. And then I crossed my fingers because, look, they could have came in and blown out earnings and the stock's up 25%. And I look like an idiot. That's the chance you take. But luckily, my instincts were right. The company missed their earnings estimates. And it was down 12 or 13% in the after hours. So once in a while I get it right. But, you know, I just think that's the advantage of being here every single day, watching these stocks trade, knowing them very well, knowing the patterns that they're in, knowing how they're behaving. And I happen to just get out before it got clobbered in the after hours. And I see it's not doing so well, down $4.11. The day after they reported earnings. So anyways, let's talk about a good one now, all right? I continue to like the pharmaceutical sector. It's one of the leading sectors in the market. It continues to be one of the leading sectors in the market. We had another buyout. Pfizer bought out Hospira this past week. I didn't own Hospira, but there's M&A activity in this sector. In fact, the two stocks that I had bought out so far this year were both medical, healthcare-related, pharmaceutical-related stocks. My NPS Pharmaceutical was bought out, and my MWI Veterinary Supply was bought out. Well, I continue to own a company by the name of McKesson, M-C-K, which is headquartered in San Francisco, California. Well, I've spent some days in San Francisco. Used to visit some of the biggest institutions. That's really the Wall Street of the West. I used to call on mutual funds with some reports on companies that I had drafted up, and had some clients up there, some institutional clients. And McKesson happens to be headquartered there. McKesson is now a $50 billion company. Not only are they a pharmaceutical, but they're also a consumer staple company. They distribute drugs, health and beauty care products. There's the consumer staple part of the business. Medical supplies and equipment to pharmacies and hospitals. They're in the sweet spot in the economy right now. $50 billion company makes it a large cap conservative stock. They pay a little bit of a dividend, 0.4%. The company is expected to make $12.66 next year. They've been growing their earnings by 17% per year over the last 5 years. This is a fine company. This is a blue chip, in my opinion. This is a quality company that has produced quality, high-quality returns. Over the last 10 years, investors in McKesson, MCK, have been rewarded with a 20% per year average, while the market's just 5.5. That's pretty remarkable. Over the last 5 years, 31% per year, more than double what the market's return. Over the last 3 years, 40% per year, and over the last 12 months, 29% per year. Is this a high-quality company? Well, it's all we have to do is look at the performance grade. When I compare the performance of this stock over the long haul, over the intermediate term, over the short term, I give it a performance grade of A. That's a proprietary grade that I came up with that grades 3,900 stocks and mutual funds and ETFs and indexes and sectors on a performance basis. It gets an A, top of the class. Momentum recently has been pretty good, and it's getting better. It has a momentum grade of B right now. That leans more towards the short term, which would also indicate that it probably has a pretty good technical pattern. If you look at a one-year stock chart of McKesson, what you'll find is a stock chart that continues to slope upwards. It continues to do well. In fact, it's breaking out to new all-time highs. I like good technical patterns. And lastly, when we do a valuation on the shares, it's currently trading at right around its growth rate, which gives it a favorable PEG ratio of just a little bit under 1 right now. Pays a little dividend, not much, about 0.5%. I currently have it ranked at number 91 out of 3,946. Not a recommendation. A stock that we own at Gunderson Capital Management, and a very good example of what I consider to be a best stock now. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. One topic that strikes me right now is falling in love with a stock. You know, there's a lot of cult stocks that come along over time. You know, we've seen them come and we've seen them go. And a lot of times, just the cult following will drive these stocks upwards for quite some time. They can't wait until they go public. And then they go public and they double on the first day because everybody's in love with the product that the company makes. It's a cult type of product that the in crowd uses. And then the stock usually goes on a wild run and nobody can buy it fast enough. And then eventually, okay, they report earnings. And 3 months later, they report earnings again. And 3 months later, they report earnings again. And then you start to see a pattern. And then people start putting a pencil to the fad and to the cult stock. And they start crunching the numbers and doing the math. And they realize that, gee, you know, this stock's pretty darn expensive. And then along comes competitors. I mean, that's almost a truism. Once you come up with the product, it's not long before imitators are out there trying to do it just a little bit cheaper. And that's why technology, by nature, prices continue to drop in technology, right? Somebody gets out in front with the routers like Cisco, and then along come the Junipers and the Extremes and the other competitors. And prices start to fall. Price wars, they want to maintain their turf. They don't want to give up their market share. And pretty soon the earnings and the growth starts to flatten out. And the realization that the stock is way overblown starts to set in. Well, yesterday or earlier this, let's see, when was, I don't know, one day last week or this week, I had a guy sent me another tweet. A company had just reported earnings in the after hours and they had beat earnings. And initially the stock started to go up. It was up like $3 or $4 per share. And I got an email that said, blowout quarter, exciting entrance into the streaming TV game. This stock is going to 100. And I thought to myself, well, it's trading at 45.50 now. How can it be going to 100? And by this end of the year, it's going to 100, so said he. And then I looked again, and I saw the stock was way down in the after hours after initially being up $3 per share. And I deem this as one of the cult heroes by the name of GoPro. GoPro went public at $24 a share, and boy did it have its following, because GoPro immediately went to $50 a share. It was a double within a week, okay? And then it went from a 50 to 100. It doubled again by October. You say, well, Bill, why didn't you buy it when it was at 50? Because it didn't make any sense at 50. It was too expensive. One of the requirements that I have is valuation. And yes, I'm going to miss some of the glamour stocks like this, some of the cult stocks, some of the cult heroes that go from 24 to 100 in the space of 4 months. Now, where is it today? There were people obviously buying at 100, thinking that it's going to 200. Well, it's been cut in half since then. Since last fall till now, the stock has been cut in half from 100 back to 50. And so the people that bought it anywhere over 50 right now have a loss in the stock. And some of them have big losses. If you bought it in the 90 and the 100s thinking it was going to go to 200, you're down 50% on GoPro. And now you've got the people that say it's going back to 100. Well, you know what? Look, do the valuation yourself on the shares. It currently has a P.E. ratio of 41. The forward P.E. ratio, while it's getting a little more reasonable, is at 30 right now. So you have to take valuation into account. But you know what? Here's my observation. That's all they care about, the cult following, the cult owners of the stock, that's all they care about is the product. They love the product. They see the product showing up more and more here and more there, and it's being talked about, and they never, ever look at the valuation of the shares, the underlying fundamentals of the company itself, and compare it to other companies out there. They never, ever stop to think about, well, what's the barrier to entry? Is this so technologically advanced that competition can't come along anytime soon? Will it be several years before anybody comes up with a competing product? Will they maintain this huge market share that they've had forever? I mean, how hard is it for the Chinese to get a hold of one and take it apart very carefully and analyze how, you know what I'm saying, backwards engineering and produce one for half the price and mass produce it? Well, you know, you've seen that in the smartphone business. So you got to weigh out the underlying fundamentals. I've seen far too many stocks come along that were cult heroes, that it looked like they would go up forever, and that valuation and fundamentals didn't matter because popularity was more important. Well, you know, it always comes back to the fundamentals and the valuations. We saw that. We learned that lesson the hard way back in the year 2000, when anything with the .com after its name became a cult darling and we just wanted to get in at any price, it seemed like. And pretty soon they came back to valuations. And in many cases, the valuations were dirt cheap. $1, $2. And the stocks came back from 150 all the way down to 1 or 2. So don't fall in love with the stock. Look at the chart. Look at the performance. Look at the fundamentals. Take it all into account. Try to put blinkers on to the popularity of it and the name of it and the sexiness of it. Stick with good solid. I know McKesson's not sexy, but I sure like it a lot better than GoPro. Anyways, the newsletter comes out every weekend, pwstreet.com. And if you're interested in having us manage your money, 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.